This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
I guess there's something mesmerizing about swiping right or left to signal yes or no on a smartphone. Dating apps like Tinder have demonstrated this. Now the left-right swipe is coming to people looking for jobs and companies looking to hire. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Brian Watts filed this report.
So email marketing and inbound sales specialist. This looks nice. It's
27-year-old Arielle Levine is sitting in a Santa Monica coffee shop sifting through job openings on her smartphone using an app called Jobber.
They need to know about email marketing, best practices, spam laws.
She likes this job, so she swipes right to apply for it. A swipe to the left would mean she's taking a pass.
I think the swipe is such an awesome feature. It's fun. It's creative, and it really lets me have the power.
Power is not something she's accustomed to feeling as a job hunter. She's filled out plenty of applications online and never heard back. She felt like just another resume in a cyber stack.
Then I got this app. It's been 2 weeks. I've already had two interviews lined up. I'm just really exposed to jobs that would have never come my way if I had just tried looking on other, you know, job recruiting sites.
Jobber launched in May of last year, and its creators say it recently passed 50 million job views. It's not the only job searching app. There's also Switch, and there's Anthology, which used to be called Poachable. Todd Raphael is editor-in-chief at ERE Media, a recruiting information firm. He says the companies that pay to list jobs on these apps are mainly in industries like tech, where the competition for talent is fierce.
So companies want to convey to job seekers just through the job application process that, yeah, we're hip, we're cool, we're with it, that this application process is somewhat emblematic of what it's like to work there.
But he says businesses need to keep this in mind.
People are less likely to finish their job applications when they start them on a smartphone versus a desktop or laptop or something like that with, you know, keys like we used to use in the old days.
So on a smartphone, the shorter the application, the better. I'm Brian Watt for Marketplace.